Hi, I'm Doug Tribou with NPR's Only a Game. We'll have Bill Littlefield's latest commentary for you in just a minute. But first, here's a preview of what's coming up on this weekend's show. This week, the NFL suspended Adrian Peterson for the rest of the season. We'll look at his appeal and the ongoing controversy surrounding his child abuse case. We'll also hear about a New York Times investigative series on how the NFL has quietly dealt with other domestic violence cases, including the role of police officers who have close ties to teams. We'll travel to Manaus, Brazil, to hear about a soccer stadium built for the World Cup and how it's being used, or more accurately, not used today. In other news, there's a new study that shows golfers who listen to music while they putt perform better on the greens. Of course, they can't hear the golfer behind them yelling four, but that's a separate issue. We'll talk to one of the Clarkson University professors who did the research. And the 1972-73 Philadelphia 76ers won just 9 games, the lowest total in NBA history during an 82-game season. The always entertaining Charlie Rosen joins us to tell stories from his new book about that team, which is titled Perfectly Awful. And along those lines, in his commentary this week, Bill Littlefield finds himself sympathizing with all the teams whose fans are already waiting for next year.
I think today of teams that play without the hope of winning. For some, it has been pretty much that way since the beginning, and nothing since this season's dawn has altered their dismay. Pandora's box popped open for them on the opening day. Nor did the lid get shut. Perhaps it never will again. For none, I fear, can see how they might ever win or win. Two NFL teams in New York quite hapless seek to strive. Together, all the games they've won add up to only 5. How bad is that? Consider this. A team that's semi-great by this time in the season has piled up some 9 or 8 imposing wins, and though they linger somewhere shy of heaven, the Packers, Lions, and the Cowboys each has managed 7. The NBA has clubs that couldn't climb without a rope from those deep cellars wherein they are now inclined to mope. The Timberwolves are howling there, the Lakers levels lower, and starting out the season, no team has been any slower than Philly, home of cheesesteaks, Rocky's most unlikely dreams, and also several really dreary, hopeless round ball teams. I wonder, maybe you do too, how teams that lose so much at any season start can hope to find once more their touch. Or never mind their touch, the will to show up every day, to work with no real hope at what they once enjoyed as play. The money, you will say, and sure, the money helps, I guess, but pros arrive with pride, and with the season such a mess that almost from the day it starts to fall apart, a player's bound to feel it toward the bottom of his heart. So let us take a moment to consider all the clubs that flail and fail and fall apart like any luckless schlubs, the misfits and the malcontents, the clumsy, clueless clowns who can't imagine ups for all the overwhelming downs. For they, just like the winners, have to show up for the game, although they know the end result will likely be the same as it has been night after night, week after week as well, since first the season indicated it was gonna smell. They cannot choose to quit, these teams. They cannot walk away. Without them, all the other teams would have no one to play.
You can find Only a Game on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR. And during the week, remember to check out Only a Blog at onlyagame.org. Thanks for listening.